as we're just about ready to get underway. It's the 2016 Quad A Championships here from Xcel Energy Park. I'm Sean Myers alongside Kyle Dawson, MSA Sports, your exclusive home for all the baseball championships as Dan Keister steps into the batter's box here along turns and fires, and we are underway. Swing and a miss from Keister as he offered at a ball looked to be low in the zone. This is a pro-grass turf field here, including the pitcher's mound. This one's hit hard to the shortstop. Nice backhand play by Zuma. He fires across, throws off line, and the tag is not applied by Zach Nolan. He had to come off the bag, and he was able to catch the ball but could not have put the tag on as Keister was able to slide underneath it. And the leadoff hitter is on courtesy of a hit as Zumo had to go deep into the hole at shortstop. Made a nice backhand, but the throw is just off target.
Yeah, that's only the 13th hit given up by Kirloff this season, so the numbers are mind-boggling for him on the mound, too. 64 strikeouts, just 28 walks, and the control was a little iffy in the quarterfinal matchup for Plum, but that's a tough play for Zumo going in the hole, and the tag was just missed by Nolan coming off the bag. A good wise decision by the runner, Keister, to get under the tag by sliding feet first into the bag.
Now, Belichick shows bunt and fouls it off of the netting here that serves as the backstop. A lot of room in foul territory, much more than you'll see in a typical WPAL venue. So these players have to be on their toes at all times. As we count 0-1 to Belichick, this time going on the pitch and sliding it safely is Keister. He's in scoring position quickly. Got a good jump on that one and very little chance for Alex Terrell. He really didn't have much of a chance at all.
Yeah, the throw sailed up the line towards the second base position side of second base there for Terrell, but the breaking ball was up from Kirloff, the ball 1-1, but yeah, as you said, not really much of a chance for Terrell. Good break on the lefty on first movement. It's a one-way lead when you face a lefty over first base. That one a good read on a key.
Kirloff's next offering is low. That makes it 2-1. We saw Belichick already show bunt once. Do you think maybe he goes back to that again here to get the runner to third base or just one out?
I think it's interesting to see what you do. Certainly any manufacturing runs you can do against Plum at this point with three shutouts in the playoffs is something you want to do. So I don't think he's going to. Another breaking ball from Kirloff missing.
It's now 3-1 to Belichick. Reno Rainey, the slugging first baseman on deck for the Knights. Good start for Norwin. Keister, a leadoff infield single. He took second on a steal, and now number two hitter Belichick has worked a 3-1 count in his favor. Kirloff taking a long look back. Nobody covering second base. That offering misses outside. Consecutive base runners reach for the Knights to begin this one as Belichick aboard courtesy of the free pass.
Well, here's where you have to bear down if you're Alex Kirloff. It might be the first inning, and you could say, yeah, there's a lot of ball game left, but any championship game, the playoffs, any team can, and this is true with baseball, and this can be Wilmer going out to talk with Kirloff, just try and settle him down, maybe ease the nerves a little bit. Alex has been known a little bit on the mound to have a shaky first inning to try and settle into things. He did in his freshman season against North Allegheny in the quarterfinals of the playoffs, had a little bit of a rough time in the first inning. When he played this Norwin team and he started his sophomore season, he had a little bit of a tough time getting into the game. But I didn't see, happen to see what he did in his game last year in the first round, but it was a first-round exit, or a, I think it was a first-round exit last year.
They lost the quarter last year.
Well, lost in the quarter, so he would have pitched in that first game, and he had a tough time getting into that game, too. So first inning is big, and if Norwin can scratch anything across, it's going to help its cause tremendously.
Now it is Reno Rainey, left-handed batter, swinging away on the first pitch. He fouls it back right towards Don Rebel doing the PA announcing.
I was going to say, I think he might have actually put it in. That's not very often at Xcel Energy Park that you see a ball go into the press box. Must have gone into the split gap between the luxury boxes and the press box.
Just to the left of us, lefty-lefty matchup here is Rainey fouls another one off this time towards the Mustangs dugout, and it's quickly 0-2 to the number three hitter for the Knights.
Here we're interested to see what Kirloff goes to. That one a fastball script just fouled, the first one a breaking ball that was fouled off behind the plate, to see where and what pitch he goes to here.
0-2 pitch. This one's thrown out to center field. That's going to get down there in front of the center fielder, Ravina, who comes up thrown. The runner's held. It's going to be bases loaded for Norwin. Nobody out. Two singles and a walk as Rainey delivers to center field on a ball that was well struck.
A good piece of hitting. He went to the fastball, but he left it up and over the plate. And Rainey just on the jam chopped it out in the center field. Good play early by Ravina to get it in quickly, and they hold up at third. No reason to take a risk. if you're Norwin at this point with the bases loaded. I'd rather have bases loaded and no outs if I'm a coach than runners on first and second and one out with no score, because you sent a guy and you got gunned.
A very good batter stepping in, and Nick Amendola, the cleanup hitter for the Knights, also the quarterback for the football team. His future is in football, but he's been terrific for this baseball program. Big situation. First inning, top of the first, nobody out, bases loaded for the Knights. Kirilov's breaking ball in there for a called strike. That's one of the better offerings we've seen from him thus far. Keister at third. Belchick at second. Rainey at first. Nobody out. Top of the first inning. Number 14, Norwin, threatening to take an early lead. That offering bounces. Nice stop by Terrell, the catcher. That evens the count of 1-1.
Both catchers are going to have to be brick walls. There's a good 20, 30 feet of room behind where the catcher squats and where the umpire is behind the home plate circle. All energy park, so anything that gets past is going to be a bait.
1-1 offering. That one catches the outside corner and makes it 1-2. Ethan Secor, the designated hitter, slated to bat next for Norwin. Bases loaded, nobody out. 1-2 pitch up coming from Kirilov. This one's popped high into the air, drifting out of play on the first base side, and it will get into the stands. Pretty good turnout, all things considered, here tonight. Maybe a little bit less because there's another sport of significance going on right now in Pittsburgh, but you see a lot of Knights fans sitting very close, and then the Mustangs kind of spaced out a little bit on the first base side. Norwin's fans, for the most part, on the third base side by the Knights dugout. Another 1-2 pitch upcoming to Amendola. Kirilov offers. This one again is fouled out of play.
And again, you think, what does Alex Kirilov go to here with his next pitch? A couple of fastballs there fouled off. Just late with staying alive. Amendola, he comes from a good lineage of baseball players as well in his family. His brother Rocco played for this Norwin team and played his entire senior season at over 400 with one eye. So something to keep in mind.
Swing and a miss. That ball out of the zone, but Amendola chases. That's a big first out for Kirilov and the Mustangs.
They went through a changeup that time. Threw it a little bit away, but it was soft enough to get a chase from Amendola. That's a good pitch from Kirilov. You tip your hat and you get a chase on a 1-2 count. It was looking pretty good for Amendola. Found a couple of pitches off, but a good pitch selection and a good location from Kirilov.
And short of a bouncer back to the pitcher, that's probably best-case scenario for the Mustangs right there. They could potentially get out of this unscathed with a double play. First pitch swinging and missing is Secora.
Better off-speed pitch.
Kirilov starting to show a little bit sharper offerings as this inning has progressed, but three runners still aboard. Keister leadoff infield single. Belchick a walk. Rainey a single to center field. One out for Secora. An offering misses. A nice block by Terrell. A bounce off from about 5 feet away, but he's able to keep it close enough. And you mentioned catcher's so important. That adds a factor into what the pitcher ultimately throws. He has to have faith in his catcher if he goes something in the dirt. But that backstop can be able to keep it in front of him.
Well, yeah, unfortunately for Palm, Terrell's a pretty dang good defensive catcher behind the plate. So he can block. He can move side to side. Kirilov is going to have confidence because his breaking ball is his out pitch.
1-1 offering. That's an off-speed pitch, and that one just misses. Kirilov looks like he wanted that call.
Stayed upstairs on him. I think he threw a breaking ball, curveball there, and tried to break it down into the zone and ended up staying high just a tad.
2-1 the count now. He sends Secora at the plate. Bases loaded, one out, top of the first. No score between Norwin and Plum. Another breaking ball, and now one misses, and now it's 3-1. And if you're Secora, you have to be sitting dead red here.
And I assume you're getting a fastball here. It depends on how much confidence we talk about with the off-speed pitches Kirilov has as catcher. But do you have confidence to throw a first strike in a 3-1 count? It's early in the game, so maybe you take a gamble here. But I think you throw the fastball over and try and get a swing and miss.
3-1 pitch, and that misses away. The first run against the Mustangs all postseason comes courtesy of a bases-loaded walk. Secora gets the RBI, and it's 1-0 Norwin. Well, I don't think a lot of people saw this coming to begin the game for the Knights, getting one run across already. Still bases loaded, just one out. Jonathan Pingree now steps in. And Norwin really can take a commanding lead if the Knights can come up with the hit here. Pingree rips one. That's fouled on the third baseline. That certainly would have been extra bases had it stayed fair. Going to retrieve it is Mike Anderson, the left fielder for the Mustangs, but thus far, Norwin's had a great approach. The Knights have been patient and have had a couple of well-hit balls that have led to single. A one pitch. This one's drilled out to left center field. That's going to get down. That could be extra bases. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Mike Anderson not able to get to it. Now to Avina, who picks it up. One run is in. Two runs are in. Three runs come across. A bases clearing triple for Jonathan Pingree. It is 4-0 in favor of the Norwin Knights. What a start for Norwin to this game.
And if you're Plum, you're reeling now. You're going to have that offense. They've only scored, four runs once. That was against the 16-seed Woodland Hills Wolverines in this first round. Now you give up 4 in the first inning.
Walks kill you.
And a couple of walks issued by Kierlov, a couple of hits. And now the big bases clearing triple makes it 4-0. This is a massive start for Norwin. If they had any doubt that they could stay in this game, they're washed away now because 4 runs right off the bat. And a big 3-run triple by Pingree.
Well, Kyle, if you're head coach Carl Vollmer, how much of a leash does Kierlov have? Already surrendering 4 runs. The runner still at third, just 1 out as the first offering misses to Brad Lucas. 7th night to bat in this frame. What a start for Norwin. Keister begins with an infield single. Belchick draws a walk. Rainey a single to center. After a strikeout, Amendola Sakura draws a walk to plate the first run at the bases loaded, and Pingree clears those bases with a 3-run triple as that ball is fouled off from Lucas. That evens the count of 1-1.
Well, I'm wondering if they're trying to stay away from the fastball for Kierlov on the mound, too, because the fastball's been hit hard. That was a fastball that got hit in the left center field gap by Pingree. That one fouled off, but hard foul on a fastball. I wonder if the soft contact is coming on the curveball or the changeup, and that's why they keep going that.
Breaking ball inside. Nice job by Terrell again to block it. We talked about the numbers for Kierlov. I don't know that he's given up more than 4 runs all season. Certainly not many more than that. He's already surrendered 4 here with just 1 out in the top of the first inning.
We've only given up 4 earned all year. So
double man now.
Yeah, 4 earned in the first inning tonight. And a 3-1 count again, falling behind Lucas.
Milky a follow. Kierlov reeling here in the top of the first inning. They would catch the outside corner to run the count full to Lucas. At third base is Pingree. He had the big blow, the 3-run triple. Payoff pitch. And this one set out to right center field. That's going to fall in. Pingree scores easily as rounding first, and staying there is Lucas. It is 5-0 Norwin Knights. What a great start for Norwin, and conversely, a disastrous start for a team that has been nearly perfect all season in the Plum Mustangs.
Well, when we knew Norwin was a really good baseball team coming in, I don't know if anyone thought they would put up 5 runs against Plum all game, let alone in the first inning, especially against Kierlov, but the number 14 seed playing their best baseball when it counts and hitting the best they have all season when it counts. So maybe no surprise to the Norwin side, but boy, 5-0 to start. Plum's got to shut things down here in the first.
Now it's Milky swinging away first pitch. He hits this one down the right side. That's going to bounce foul. No chance for Ethan Winesburg. And we were talking before we went on the air, Nolan would probably be next up for the Mustangs and then potentially Winesburg. But both of those players are in the field right now. They don't have a chance to warm up. So it makes it a little more difficult for head coach Carl Vollmer to bring one of those players in as they would come in cold. Now, of course, they would get their time to warm up on the mound, but that could be difficult. But one count. We're going to weigh in hitting that sharp ball to third base. Is Milky Frazetta makes a nice stop, beautiful throw across to retire him. Nick Frazetta was down on the seat of his pants to knock that one down. Fired across to retire Milky, moving to second on the play as Lucas as it goes for the second out. Now Lachetto steps in, the catcher, John Lachetto, the 9th hitter in this opening frame for the Norwin Knights. What a start for Norwin. Not for a nice play by Frazetta. Could be even worse for the Mustangs right now. Alex Kierlov trying to get out of this frame with just 5 runs across. Just 5 runs, that seems like a monstrous number to this Plum team that has been so terrific pitching in the field all season long. 1-0 pitch. That one misses badly by Kierlov, and he clearly is not able to locate his offerings right now, pal. I'm looking at the Mustangs. 3 times this season, they have given up 5 runs. They have never surrendered more than 5 runs in a game in 2016. Knights already have 5 runs across here in the top of the first inning. 2-0 pitch. That one misses high, and Kierlov cannot buy a strike right now.
We've got to pair down. Got to stay at 5 with the runner on second base, especially with the way Plum's been struggling to hit the ball so far in the playoffs. An offense that has put up 175 total runs, but just 9 here in 3 games in the playoffs. It's been a struggle. They face good pitching, and they got a good one coming on the hill for Norwood and Chad Coles, so you got to bear down here.
3-0 pitch. No one catches them. Well, even if the Mustangs had been at their best offensively in the playoffs, 5 runs in the first inning is still a formidable task for any team. That could be tough for the 1927 New York Yankees to come back from. Mustangs clearly on their heels right now. Kirilov trying to keep it a 5-run deficit. That's a called strike to Lachetto. That makes it a 3-2 count. It's full to the number 9 hitter for the Knights. 5 runs have already crossed. Top of the first inning here at Sol Energy Park in Washington. I'm Sean Myers alongside Kyle Dawson on the call on the MSA Sports Network. Payoff pitch from Kirilov. Strike 3 call. It just catches the inside corner. Lachetto goes down looking. But the damage certainly done in the frame. 5 runs for the Knights, courtesy of 4 hits, no errors, 1 left on base. We head to the bottom of the first inning. It is Norwin 5, and the Mustangs come in the bat for the first time. It is the 2016 Dopel Baseball Championship. It's right here exclusively on the MSA Sports Network.